I want to bring a bit of a Father's Day message this morning. And I've entitled this, Four Facts About Good Fathers. However, you may not think so as we go through the message. I'm going to ask you to please open your Bibles. We're going to look at two verses that are so similar that it's uncanny. But we're going to look at Luke chapter 11, verse 13. And then we're going to look at Matthew chapter 7, verse 11. Luke 11, 13, to begin with, says this, "If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" And then according to Matthew chapter 7, verse 11, it is recorded in this fashion, "If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him?" You see, as these two gospel recorders record the events, they're looking at two different circumstances where Jesus was speaking to individuals, and yet he is classifying all equally. And he talks about, as he begins this, he talks about the evilness of man. And, you know, it's absolutely true. Jeremiah tells us that there is none that is righteous, no, not one. In other words, in our own strength and in our own selves, we are not righteous. And as Jesus is speaking, he's speaking to the crowds in two different circumstances. One is on the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew chapter 11. In Luke, it is another gathering of people, not the Sermon on the Mount. And yet he is trying to let individuals know that apart from Jesus Christ, apart from genuine salvation, man is evil. And that's absolutely true. Because the absence of righteousness is the presence of evil. And we need to come to that conclusion and realize that. And the absence of righteousness happens when we refuse to live by God's standards and by His declarative will, what He has declared. And so we better agree with God. And so I want us to look at these four facts that are brought out in these verses. I want us to look at, first of all, a good father realizes his own weaknesses. Secondly, a good father desires to give good gifts to his children. Third, a good father knows the Heavenly Father gives what we can't. And then fourth, a good father will ask God to help him be a better father. So let's look at this. First of all, a good father realizes his own weaknesses. If you then, being evil, both these verses start with the very same thing. If you then, being evil. Now, as we begin to consider this, we have to consider who is the speaker. The speaker here is Jesus Christ. Did he ever declare anything that was not truth? No. Because he is truth. He doesn't contain truth. He is truth. And so when he calls mankind evil, or if you will, and a part of the reference here can mean fallen. It can mean that the original righteousness of God has been marred and destroyed in man by the presence of sin. And that's what happened with Adam and Eve. When Adam and Eve fell in the garden, evil became present with man everywhere that he would go. And if left in that state, man would be hopeless, man would be helpless, and only more and more depraved, more and more evil, as day would grow into day, and would grow into weeks, would grow into months, would grow into years, would grow into centuries, man would become more and more evil. We're seeing in our world today the very results of that. But I found a little glimmer of hope this week. I don't know if you happen to see it or not. Putin. I don't know if any of you who know who Putin is. Putin is the president of Russia. Came out this week and declared that in their public school system, they will begin teaching faith as a vibrant part of their life. And his statement was this: we have come to realize that faith, a genuine faith in God, produces better citizens. Better citizens produce better communities. Better communities build a stronger nation. And so we have decided to teach Christian faith as a part of our curriculum in public schools. I'm going, wow! It has taken a liberal communist to come to the conclusion that faith is important. Washington, are you listening? I hope they will. Isn't it tragic that out of a nation that kicked God out, Russia, during the revolution back in 1917 or 1911, whenever that revolution came about, they kicked God out and they kicked the church out. They've come to the conclusion, man, we have done a lot of damage by doing that. We need to be restored. I applaud Putin for having the guts on the world stage to declare that Christian faith is important. I weep for Washington that says, church, keep your mouth shut. You see the directions and the change that's going on? We're headed opposite directions. I'm considering moving to Russia. But you know, there's going to be a mission field that's open for Christianity to really be strongly presented. And I hope that the United States and that the people of the church will really begin to pray for the success of the gospel in Russia. So Jesus looks at this and he says, man, a good father realizes his own weaknesses. If you then, being evil, you know, people can be evil and still love their families. They really can. They can be evil and still love the ones that they have been blessed with as a part of their lives. But a good father, even among the evil, will recognize their weaknesses and their flaws. Fellas, I'm going to tell you this. It's your responsibility, to see that God is talked about in a positive fashion in your home. In your home. If God is not declared around the table, if God is not declared in daily life by the Father, the chance of spiritual success for the children is nil. Because I'm going to tell you, kids can spot a fraud everywhere. And if you're not seeing that there are devotions held in your family, you're a fraud. If you're not seeing that God is declared positively in your family, then you're a fraud. And you need to repent of that and take care of it. Fathers, it is, according to God's word, your responsibility. You want to know something? When a woman leads the family spiritually, the children have a 15% chance of spiritual success. When a father leads their children spiritually and their families spiritually, there's a 93% chance of success spiritually for those kids. What odds do you want in your family? I mean, if you don't care if your kids burn in hell, dads, if you really aren't concerned about that, then don't present Jesus in a positive way. Just don't do it. And while you're at it, go ahead and talk about people in the church behind their backs. Do all of those things that you know are morally wrong, are ethically wrong, are spiritually wrong. Go ahead and do those kinds of things because you will ensure that your family will go to hell. If that's what you want. But a good father doesn't want that. A good father will recognize his weaknesses and his need to have dependency upon God and thereby build the kingdom of Christ. A good father realizes his own weaknesses. Secondly, a good father desires to give good gifts to his children. Notice what Jesus says here. If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children. What are good gifts? Now just stop and think about it. Well, here's the credit card, honey. That's a good gift, right? No, it's not. In fact, that's just plain old stupid. All right? That's not a good gift. Well, I know it. It's ponies and horses. Give your kids ponies and horses. That's a nice gift. That's not a good gift. Well, give your kids new cars when they graduate. That's a good gift. No, it's a nice gift. That's not a good gift. Do you know what a good gift is? That's right. Giving your children spiritual opportunity and a faith that can be passed on. Give your kids good gifts so that they can have a shot at life and eternal life. You want to know something? This life is not about buying clothes in fancy stores. It's not what it's about. This life is not about having the biggest stereo system and the newest TV and the best iPhone. That's not what it's about. But my kids have got to look right for their friends. No, they don't. You know what your kids need? They need to reflect Jesus Christ in front of their friends. Give your kids good gifts. A good father does that. I want you to remember something. God is the one who established the family. He is. And he established the family to be one man for one woman for one lifetime. And that there be faithfulness morally, ethically, and relationally between that man and woman for their whole life together. God established it that way. And when we violate any of those principles, we are violating God's standards. When we as a nation declare it's okay for the gays to get married, we are spitting in the face of God and saying, God, you have no idea, you're so old-fashioned. Give the right gifts to your kids. That's a moral, ethical family where a mother and a father love each other. They show that love to each other and they demonstrate it. I'm going to tell you something. If you don't love one another the way you ought to, get on your knees and ask God to give you the love for one another that you pledged to and you promised to when you got married so that your kids have a chance. You want to know something? It's not the school that is destroying the families in this country. It's not Washington that's destroying the families in this country. It's the families that are destroying. Husbands and wives not being faithful and true to each other. Get over yourself. Get on your knees and do what's right. So that they can have hope. Give your kids a good gift by being parents who love each other and who really care what God wants for his family. Number three, a good father knows that the Heavenly Father gives what we can't. You notice how these verses go on? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Heavenly Father give? How much more will your Heavenly Father give? You see, you can't give your kids eternal life. Only God can. But boy, you can give them a great opportunity by getting yourself right with God. And don't sit there in your arrogance and saying, well, I'm better than this person over there. No, you're not. You're different than that person. That doesn't make you better. Well, I'm better than so and so. No, you're not. You're just different. Fellas, let God give your family what you can't. Let him give them eternal life. Let him give them hope. But man, don't hinder it. Don't hinder the work of God in your families by shutting yourself off from him. By shutting off communication with your family about Jesus. By compromising with what you know to be truth and what you know to be faith. the eternal destiny of your family rests on your shoulders. Get true to God. Number four, a good father will ask God to help him be a better father. If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit or good things to those who ask him? How long has it been since, as a father, you knelt beside your bed and you prayed and said, God, where I fail, please strengthen me so that I become victorious and help my kids. Help them. Save my kids. Then you've got to put your feet to the task of being faithful to God. I was telling Matt before the service, Mother's Day is one of the most attended services of the year. Number three, there's Christmas, Easter, and then Mother's Day. Those are the three most well-attended services of the year. You know what the lowest attended service of the year is? Father's Day. And isn't that sad? Isn't that sad? Terribly attended service. Why? I'll tell you why. Because dads don't love their families enough to see that they're there. Dads don't invite their kids to come to church with them the way moms do. Dads don't go to their kids that are living nearby and wayward and saying, hey, you know what I'd love to have for Father's Day? I'd love to have my whole family with me in God's house. They don't do that. Moms do, but dads don't. You know what dads say? Let's go to a ball game. That's what we'll do on Father's Day. Let's all go to a ball game. Let's all go to a cookout. Let's all go camping on Father's Day. How sad. The ones who are to be the spiritual leaders of the family compromise. That's tragic. Fathers, it's time to step up. It's time that we do everything that we can to see that our families have every opportunity to have life and to find that life in Jesus Christ. It's Father's Day. Be a father. Let's stand. Our gracious Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you that you are the one who has established what the church is to be. You are the one who has established the plan for life, and that plan can only come about if we receive Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. Father, thank you that you are the one who established marriage between a man and a woman, and that marriage is to be a lifelong commitment of faithfulness and love to one another. Father, thank you that you are the one who has established that fathers shall be the spiritual head of the household. Now forgive us where we failed. Give us hope and strength to pick up the pieces now and to leave here determined deep in our hearts that we'll be the dads and the fathers that you have declared that we ought to be. And Father, don't let us listen to the voice of the liar, Satan himself, who unfortunately has won many a battle by saying, "Oh, let the woman do it," to our shame. Father, I understand that where a man refuses, a woman must step forward. But hope is much less when that happens. So teach us to do our responsibilities, to be who we're supposed to be. Now, Father, please watch over us this day. Fill us with your hope and your grace, with your love. And we'll give you our thanks and praise. For it's in your incredible and holy name we pray. Amen. Thank you for being here. God bless you. Have a great day today.